أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. In the previous item, previously, Allah explained all the evils of interest, and on the basis of it being so evil and harmful for society, for the community, for the country, the economy of the country, Allah has declared it totally haram, and there is no goodness in it. Whatever a person spends out of interest or any haram, it is not accepted also by Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and in fact it causes great harm to a person. And in fact by Allah ta'ala, that if a person spends of all his halal money and he spends it in the correct way, if Allah accepts it, it is a great favor of Allah ta'ala. So there is no question of haram. So it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person is traveling and a traveler's du'as are readily accepted. But that person, his clothing is of haram, his body is nourished of haram, he stretches his hands out and he's in a pitiable, difficult condition, and he's calling out, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, but where will his du'as be accepted? It comes in the hadith, his clothing is haram, the blood of his body is haram, everything is haram. So we should stay away from haram totally, as Allah Ta'ala explained also, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. Allah does not like all those people who are unthankful, and who don't appreciate, who don't express the ni'mat of Allah. That is, out of the halal a person has, he should help the poor. And if he could not help them, then at least give them interest-free loans. But that he did not do, and in fact he's taking interest, and he's taking haram. So he's been very unthankful to Allah. Allah gave him wealth, and he's now borrowing out to people on interest basis. So he's doing very, very great, and these are the great sinners. In opposite to that, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Jo log iman laye aur amal nek kiye, those people who have brought iman and all the proper requisites of iman, and they are very careful and they stay away from anything that negates the iman. There are many things that we do and we don't realize, and our iman is destroyed. So they look after the iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they do righteous deeds, what are required from Allah Ta'ala. And also after doing the righteous deeds, they don't destroy them by talking about them, by telling people about it, etc. وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Or قَائِمْ رَكَى نَمَازْكُ. And particularly namaz, they did not just perform, they not just made the namaz, إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. That is what all its requisites. And we have to think, if we even think of the requisites of namaz. We come for namaz, that is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. But do we stand properly with our legs on the line, facing Qibla, etc.? Do we raise our hands properly? Or we just carelessly are just making our namaz? Iqamat al-salah means to be making it carefully, properly. We will see good people, the legs are behind the line. We are not standing in a straight line. And in fact, our legs are not even in a straight, our own legs. Forget the whole surf being in a straight line. Our own legs are not in a straight line. One leg is a little bit in front, another one is a little bit at the back. So those people who perform their namazes properly. وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةَ. Or دَيْتَ رَهِ zakat. And those people who give their zakat also. And a great requisite of zakat, it comes in the hadith, that a person should feel happy to give it. If he takes it as a fine, as a penalty, and he finds hard to give it, that zakat has got no barakat in it, what he's giving. A person should be happy. The same way with namaz also. A person shouldn't feel it a burden, I have to go for namaz now. It is there, it's my faras. Or, for example, I'm a prominent person. If I don't go, people are going to ask about me. So I'm not going for Allah's pleasure. And the person should feel eager to go. And in fact, so much that he, as far as possible, his health does not permit him. Weather conditions don't permit. But he's eager to come in spite of all that he comes. Yes, if it's completely beyond his control, that is different. But he's eager to come, not just a petty excuse. Not just that the car didn't start, the gate is not opening, so we're just going to make namaz at home. No, we start walking and we go to the masjid. That is that keenness that should be in us. So zakat also should be given like that. Those who do that, lahum ajuruhum inda rabbihim. Unke liye hai thawab unka apne rab ke paas. For such people is their reward by Allah Ta'ala. And that reward is, amongst other things, that Allah will open that heart for halal. And He opened the heart to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will make haram hateful to that person. He won't want to even think about haram. Forget interest and living his life on interest, buying cars on HP, driving smart cars, but it is all with the bank's money. Living in big homes, but they are all on bond, etc. He doesn't live like that. He can be living in a small shanty, but all halal. Allah's rahmat is pouring down on that small shanty. And if it can be a huge mansion, shining with all the detergents and all the cleansing things, etc., but Allah's lanat is pouring down on that house. So it should be of halal. So for those people are the great rewards. And for them, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلِيْهِمْ or نَا اُنْكُ خَوْفْ هَيْ. They don't have any fear. Those people who are living it up like that, all the time they are living in fear also. They don't have peace of mind. And a person who lives in halal, Allah Ta'ala puts peace in his heart. And that person has got tranquility and he lives happily. وَلَا هُمْ يَحَزَّنُونَ or نَا وَغَمْدِينَ هُنْجَ and neither will they be sorrowful as they go forward in their life, going closer to their khabar, to their maut, more sukoon they get in their heart. And at the time of maut, there is no limit to that sukoon. When now Malakul Maut comes, with the farishtas of Jannat, and all the ni'mats of Jannat, and the kafan of Jannat, then that person bursts with joy and happiness of what he's getting. On the contrary to that, those people who are living in haram in this world, though they might be living it up and living like a very splendid life, but as maut is coming closer, that fear increases. And finally when Malakul Maut comes, with the farishtas of Jahannam and the azab of Jahannam, and at the time of maut already, they start smiting him and punishing him. And then his maut comes in without iman. That person's condition is very, very bad. So this is all that we must make effort on our iman. See that our iman is correct. Today we are not concerned of our iman. On our cell phones, messages that come and jokes that are made about deen, and we laugh about them, or worse, we forward them also. We are losing our iman and we thinking we are still all right. We don't check ourselves what our condition of our iman. And our namaz is really in a deplorable state. Just the outward postures of namaz. The inside of namaz, concentration in devotion, there is no question about that. Even our outward postures also, which easily we can correct, but we just got no interest in correcting our namaz. Our car, we will make sure we get it serviced. Our car license, we'll make sure we renew it. Our driver's license, we will renew. Everything we are concerned about, paying our water and light accounts, but our namaz, we are not interested at all in correcting it, making it right, etc. Just whatever way we will read, just carry on. We won't want to improve our namaz. And then zakat is also then in that way all our other amal. Allah give us tawfiq to understand that our deen comes first. Dunya comes afterwards. First is our deen, and we must give preference to our deen. And we like to pride ourselves that we are pious. We are ulama. We are pious people. We go in jamaat. But we're not interested in our deen at all. Just outward forms we have got, outward titles. We get deceived with our outward appearance, which must be according to Shariat and Sunnah. But just because we have kept a beard, we're wearing kurta now, then we think we are pious. Or by our titles we get deceived, that I'm a Maulana, I'm a Qari Sahib, I'm a Hafiz Sahib, I'm a Tablighi, I'm a Sufi, and we get deceived. Those things don't count. The real things that count is what is in the heart and inside, whether we have got deen in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.